Hi, my name's Chuck Schmidt.
And I'm Marilyn Huff.
And we're the relationship specialists. We're licensed marriage and family counselors in the Hillsboro, Oregon area. Marilyn.
Yes?
Why don't you tell the people that are listening a little bit about who we are?
Who we are as relationship specialists?
Yeah.
Well, as relationship specialists, we do individual therapy, we do couples therapy, teach classes, and are now starting to do podcasts to inform people in a very inexpensive way what therapy would be all about and how to change their life so they can live their best life.
Great. And that's our goal for this podcast, really, is to introduce ourselves and to tell you what you can expect and some of the tools that you can expect to receive down the road. So I'll begin. I've been in the self-development field since 1975, teaching people how to get what they want. And I found that I wanted to get more specific, so I became a marriage counselor. That's actually how Marilyn and I met. We met in school back in 1989, and we've been working together ever since.
Seeing couples,
seeing individuals, but mainly focusing on relationships. So we see individuals also, but it's a pretty much relationship-focused business.
Well, because relationships cover everything. They cover your relationship with yourself when you're not having a good time or meeting your expectations or having trouble reaching your goals. Relationship with a significant other, with your kids, with people at work. I mean, relationships are pretty much, as my feeling, the cornerstone of life. So, yeah, relationships.
I'd agree. You can't, unless you're a hermit and living in a cave, you can't get along in this world without figuring out a way how to really succeed in relationships with others. Otherwise, you're going to run into a lot of problems and obstacles. And in fact, the top three problems that have been found in relationships are money, sex, and communication. And the one thing that we focus heavily on is communication skills, because we feel that if you can get good communication skills and use them, you can handle all the other problems that come up in your life.
Well, the other thing that I'm noticing now with couples is they focus a lot on what they don't like about each other and what the problems are. And in my sessions, I like to really have people look at why they got together, how they fell in love, and what they like about each other, so that when they're arguing, or even when they're not in a session and it's supposed to be going well, focus on what you love, what you like, things that make you happy about each other. Don't try to figure out problems 24/7, 7 days a week. Leave the problems for the therapy session and enjoy each other the other 7 days, because guess what? That's what you want. That's what you want to focus on, what you like, what you love, not what's going wrong. That will only cause more problems.
There's a little saying, and it's called, that which you focus on expands. What that means is that if you put your attention on all the bad things that are happening, you will see bad things happening because you're focusing on them. And even if something, let's say it's even something little that is good that happens, but you're focusing on how your partner isn't working out for you or how your boss isn't working out for you, you won't even notice the little things that happen. So what we try and do, one of the main things that we try and do, is change your focus to begin to see all the little things that are going well in your life. And as you do that, your attention begins to turn away from the things that aren't working to the things that are working, and then those expand. So it's just like shining a spotlight on something. If you shine a spotlight on the problems, you'll see problems. If you shine a spotlight on the solutions and all the things that are working, you'll begin to see what's working in your life.
If you want to test that out, think about a time that you wanted a new car. You probably didn't notice that car a whole lot until you put your attention to it. And once you did, you see that car everywhere, which increases your desire. I want that. And if you think about different examples like that where something unrelated to relationships, then you'll get the principle. And underneath the principle, you can say, okay, if it works with that, it will work with my marriage or my relationship, whatever that is. And make it work. It it creates miracles for people. I can't tell you how many times I've given people the assignment of, you know, work on your problems while you're in here. While you're out, I only want you to think about what your partner's doing right. And they come back all happy and smiley and just thrilled, you know, that something's working. And when you're from that place, you can then start working on communication skills and learning how to do conflict resolution or get to the bottom of situations that are happening. Because so often what happens with people is they have an argument, one person kind of steps back because they don't like conflict, and so you don't complete the argument and come out the other side. You don't ever get to a solution. And so when that comes up again, the next day, the next week, the next month, you have that fight all over again, and you say to yourself, and sometimes to your partner, this is never going to work. We're always fighting about the same thing. And it's true, you do, because you've never resolved it. You've never come to a conclusion. And when you're in a better place, you can start working on conclusions and learn how to resolve conflicts, which is incredibly important.
Everybody, just sit back for a moment and just take a few seconds to try and not think about an elephant. How did that work? How many people, let's see a show of hands, how many people didn't think about an elephant?
I like it better when you do lemon or something. Think about taking a bite into a lemon.
What that just proves is that when you do tend to focus on something that really is all that you can see, or not all that you can see, but that's what you mostly see. And so what we try and do is give you new skills with which to build this awareness of seeing all the good things that are happening, and then put these skills into place. And one thing that we do say to the people that come in to see us is that it's not always easy, but it's simple. And so someone will go through marriage counseling. In the end, I've heard so many times, I didn't know it was so simple. And so you take all these little simple steps and you go through the process of using them in your relationships with your significant other, your partner, your children, your boss, anyone that you can think of, put them into practice and make them your new habit. And as you make them your new habit, they begin to grow and they expand. So if you start with one person, you will find that you're beginning to use these other skills in all the different areas of your life. And that's one of the things that we want to talk about in the rest of these podcasts as they go on. What are some of the skills that we're going to teach you?
Well, let's give them one right now. How about greeting their, if you're having trouble in your relationship, or even if you aren't, to start greeting your partner every morning and every evening. So in the morning, good morning, I love you, nice hug and kiss, hopefully. And when your partner comes home at night, greet them at the door. Whoever comes in the door last, stop what you're doing, or the person that's home, stop what you're doing, go greet your partner, glad you're home, give them a big hug, and see the smile that comes on their face. Because so many times we just absentmindedly, we're making dinner, we're watching a show, we're doing something with the kids, and your partner's been at work all day, and they come home, and they get nothing, you know. they hardly get a hello, and it makes so much difference to have somebody come and greet you and be glad that you're there. And it makes a huge difference in the relationship when you do that, because you feel respected, you feel honored, you feel loved, and it makes it all worth it.
Between us, we've seen hundreds, if not a few thousand, couples, and I, for one, give this assignment to everybody that I see, because usually when the last person of the couple comes in the door, there's so much going on in the house. It could be kids, it could be pets, it could be, I don't know, a broken washing machine, it could be anything, and there's all this information that needs to get dumped to the other person, and yet there's no time to reconnect. And so when they begin to reconnect with each other, there's a feeling of, we're in this together again. There's not a, okay, I'm walking in the door to just a mess, a disaster.
Right.
And with the reconnection, that builds closeness and intimacy, and that's a great start.
And that doesn't mean that you come in and greet your partner and then you need to spend the next 15 minutes with them. It means that you can go back after the hug and kiss and hello and go back to what you're doing. Your partner can go upstairs and change clothes and chill out a little bit. And then you can talk, because so many people worry about that. I get home, I want to chill. I don't want to have to engage in another conversation. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying spend 30 seconds greeting one another, letting the other person know, I'm glad you're here, you know. We're a team. It's good to have my partner home. Give them a nice big hug, welcome them, and then go about whatever you were doing. Makes just a huge difference.
So what we've tried to give you right here is just one really simple example of what does work. And people have reported this over and over that it has done wonders for their relationship. What we'd like to do in these future podcasts, and they'll be probably of different lengths. We're going to try and keep all of them under 20 minutes. This one's going to be a little bit shorter because it's just an introduction. But what we'd like to do with each of these podcasts is give you one simple technique, and we're going to set up a forum or something where people can report back the successes that they've had, just so that other people can read that, and we'll have ongoing forum skills, tips, and in the future even classes that you can take, because we have found that the things that people do once we have discovered that they work and other people have put them into practice, make incredible strides in relationships.
Absolutely. And let us know what you'd like, the things that you need also, and we could include those in a podcast.
Sure. So I hope you like this introduction. Marilyn, do you have any final words?
I don't. Just make sure and greet your partner. You'll both be happier. I guarantee it.
Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.